Hi, Tina.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Well, you caught me at an odd time now.
Did I? Oh, no. Well, that's okay. We can reschedule. Yeah,
well,
okay.
I'm just at the store anyway.
Oh, I see.
I had to pick up I picked up some cat food and stuff, so I'm already done with that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, we have a cat too, and she gets so like needy if she likes this one certain kind of canned food, and if we run out of it and try to give her dry food for the day, she meows and meows and meows. She acts like she's starving, you know. So my husband.
So I take
will
it
go
you
out
spoil
and,
your cat.
Well, he will. He'll make a special trip to the store to get the food that she likes, you know, because she'll be out there like. So now I just order it at Sam's Club. It's a box of, there's 60 of them in the box, and I think it's like $39. So I'm like, I just order that so we have them on hand. But, when we run out, she acts like she's starving. She won't eat anything else.
That means she's spoiled if she doesn't eat anything else.
She's spoiled, yeah. She's got a mind of her own.
And I've got cats that would pretty much eat anything, almost everything.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I wish she was like that.
But I don't want him to eat anything bad for him, you know, of course, but, you know.
Yeah.
But I have
this
one cat that would eat
cat, though. Oh, really?
I mean, if you're eating popcorn, he'll want it. If you're eating chips, he'll want it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what
so
those
cool.
are right there.
One of my dogs is that way. He'll eat anything. If he sees someone eating it,
just
he'll
cheese?
Eat it, you know.
Okay, give me a bunch of those. Yeah?
Yep.
But, you know, I don't know, but, you know, and I found Israel a home, you know, the little white dog,
good,
you know.
Good, good.
Well, no, that's not good.
What happened?
Yes. I'm not a fur. Oh. Just, how many, I don't know. Like, I can't just say one, that's just retarded. Well, more than that. Mhm. Well, those are pretty big. Yeah. Okay. And the lady, you know, I told her that, you know, it's common with me to check up on, you know, and for the first 2 weeks, you know, to see how the dog is doing, and you know, keep, you know, send pics and updates and all that to me for me for 2 weeks, you know. Well, you know, she didn't say anything, you know, so I just figured, well, okay, you know. But she was nasty when she came and got him. And then she was mean to me. But after she got him, she says, "You never fed him." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "You didn't love this dog." And I'm like, "What?"
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she went, "How many did you put in here?"
Wow.
Oh. Okay. All right. So. You have 10 more. No. So anyways, and she was just nasty. And, you know, and I said, you know, if I didn't love him, you know, I said, I wouldn't have called and asked her, you know, anything, you know, expecting, you know, updates or anything, you know, what is wrong with you, lady?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know, so, but she was just nasty. I mean, I still have her, you know, her texts and all. It's just, you know, what is wrong with her?
Yeah.
He's clean. And then she says he's clean now, and I'm like, well, I says he's a white dog. When he goes out and plays, this is what they do. They get dirty.
Exactly. It's
a white dog. What do you expect from a white dog?
He's,
you know?
He's
and I said, you can't give him baths every day. And then she says, well, these dogs love water. And I said, that doesn't mean you give them baths every day.
Exactly. It strips their fur and stuff if you do it every day.
And then
day.
She said, it's my fault that he has diarrhea. And I said, you know, I said, and that he was so underweight. And I said, I just took him to the vet on Wednesday. You can call them yourself and ask. I have no problem with that, lady. And I said, I have two vets that will back me up on all my dogs.
Wow.
You know, I said, and I don't know what her problem was, but it was like, oh, when this lady, she told me stories. Like, I don't know if they're true or not, you know, and I can't judge. Even though it's kind of far-fetched. Oh, I work for the FBI and the BCA, and she, you know, she did all that, and I'm thinking, yeah, whatever, you know. And I thought, then you should know the laws.
Exactly.
You know,
for
instead
sure.
of acting stupid like you are, you know. I mean, really? And then she got out, you know, of her, she brought her veterinarian with her.
Oh no.
And then she says, my vet, you met my vet, she's going to report you because that dog was underweight, da, 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 da. And I'm like, no, he wasn't. I took him in on Wednesday and I says, you got him on Friday. And I says, and today is Monday. And well, not today, but you know what I mean? Yesterday was Monday. And I says, if he's underweight, it's your damn fault then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I said, that's not
people
on me.
Are
I said,
so
if he's got
judgmental.
Diarrhea, that's on you. And I said, if he's got diarrhea, that's on you. I said, don't put it on me. He never had diarrhea when he was here, and da-da-da-da-da, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, Lord, this
exactly.
woman was nasty.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I just never, I thought, and I said, I've always done this, you know, always checked up on the dogs at first when they first, you know, go somewhere. And she acted like it was just a crime that I did it.
Mm.
She goes, I have no obligation, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's not your business anymore, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh my
wow.
God, this lady's such a bitch. And I'm like, she was referred to, you know, by someone. And I'm thinking, where did she find her? Like,
yeah.
Under this big old rock somewhere.
She should have thanked you for taking care of the dog while you had him, you know? I mean, a lot of people won't even do that. I mean, what about, where's her situation?
Yeah.
You know?
She didn't show nothing, you know, and then she tells me, well, I feed him carrots and peas and stuff. And I said, that's fine. But I said, that doesn't mean I've starved him or anything. I said, I fed him good. Oh,
exactly.
Then she made the comment, oh, I bet he had to struggle to get food with all the dogs you have. And I said, he had no problems. He ate in his kennel. We always kept food around for him to eat. I fed him out throughout the day whenever he was hungry, treats and everything. So don't go there with me, I told her. It's like,
wow.
What is wrong with this lady?
What a
really?
Mean lady. Maybe
she
was
really
trying
was
to get
awful.
Her adoption fee back or something. Who knows? You never know why someone starts complaining like that.
She might
know?
Have been, but still, I was just like, what is, I told the lady that referred her, you know, I thought you knew her. I said, this lady is mean. I said,
yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with her, but she's freaking mean, you know?
Yeah.
And
well,
I don't know.
She's
like,
gonna
why
be
would
nicer
you, why would you treat people like that?
Yeah.
It's like, why would you treat?
Yeah.
And I says, maybe you're nicer to the dog, you know, to the animals than you are with people. I said,
yeah,
that's what
exactly.
I'm hoping for. But I still, you know, it was, and then she was going to lie about her service, you know, making him a service dog. And I said, she does know that she can't make him a service dog. He's a little 5 month old puppy. And guess what? He's not getting any bigger.
Yeah.
I said, emotional support dog, yes, but not a service dog. He can't do enough for a service dog.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, and that's wrong. You can't just go get a dog because you want a service dog. And she said, I'm going to have him trained as a service dog. And I'm like, and I'm like, she's working. She told me she's worked for the law, and yet she has no idea, you know, that, you know, that's not right. And I thought, what the hell's wrong with her? And I told the lady that, too. You know, that was with her. I said, you know, she can't just make that dog a service dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But
you know, a lot of people
just
do
so
that
bad.
Around here. They just order a vest or something on Amazon, and then they take the dog around, and it says service animal on it. And you can tell by the way the animal's acting that it's not a service animal. And then they get offended if they go into a restaurant or something and they say, excuse me, you know, what is your service animal for? Well, you're not allowed to ask me that. And that's against the law. And then they start a big drama. But at the same point, they're the ones that are walking around with a dog saying that it's a service animal when it's not, you know? So.
And then, you know, it ruins it for everyone else that is supposed to have one because they cracked down on that long ago, you know, saying that they, you know, only people that can certify, you know, I mean, give them a certification are the trainers.
Right.
After they have their doctor's notice. But they don't even get a doctor's notice anymore.
Yeah.
They just say that they're the service dogs. And then people are training their own service dogs and stuff. And I said, you know, and they said, oh, well, there's a pet place around here. Actually, they told me this, too. A lady did. She said, there's a pet place around here that's just going to give them a certification, you know, helping them, you know, make this dog a service dog, even without a certification. And I'm like, but that's not right. They could lose their business. That's against the law.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay. And I called them up and I said, you know, you can't be doing that. You know, someone said you're doing this. And I said, that's not right. I said, you can't do that. You can't just make all of a sudden make this dog a service dog.
Right? Yeah, just
you have to go through training and everything, you know. And this lady just argues with me, you know, he's got to be, he doesn't have to be certified. Yes, he does. That's very important. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I can show you. And I'm like, you don't read the rest of it, do you, lady? She wrote, showed me a little paragraph that said, oh, yeah, you can da da da. But I said, you have to read further on, lady.
Oh, yeah, she stopped where it was convenient for her to stop.
Apparently, because I'm like, I read through there and where she was at, and I'm like reading and reading, and I'm like, and still it doesn't say it's okay, you know?
That's
I mean,
funny.
Still has to, she has to have the dog trained and da-da-da-da-da. Oh.
Yeah.
And it's like, it frustrates me that people, you know, I don't mind, you know, that people, if they're going to be honest, you know, and saying, yeah, he's really not a service dog, but, you know, people are just so out of control with it.
Yeah. Well, my mom's doctor actually wrote a note for her, but not because the dog was really a service dog. My mom was like, you know, when she was alive, she said, I don't want to leave her alone. And she likes coming with me in the store. And she's just a little tiny thing. She's a Havanese.
Yeah.
So she asked her doctor, can you write down that this is good for my blood pressure and that she has to be a service animal? So that he didn't care. He wrote it on like a little prescription form. And then she had it laminated. But it's so funny because my mom, she never took that dog to any kind of service animal training, and sometimes I'd get embarrassed when I was out with her because the dog would be like on a long retractable leash and like run off and get
on that
and get like twisted around tables and chairs and stuff. Because and I was just like kind of embarrassed because I'm like, you're kind of making it obvious that this isn't a that this isn't a service.
But you know
animal.
What? And they've gotten kicked out of restaurants for that too.
Yeah. Well,
and
right,
you know what? And I told the lady told me that she said, "Oh no, I won't get kicked out." And I said, "You have no idea what you're getting yourself into." I said, "Yes, they can insist on you leaving."
Yep, exactly, for sure. So
I don't know.
My goodness.
But sit there and argue about it. It's like, and I said, you know, you're going to need one if you have to ever go to court for it. Because I said, if the law ever gets involved and says that, you know, I want to, you know, you get in court and says the judge asks you, well, where's your certification? What are you
right?
going to tell them then?
Yep.
You know?
But like
oh,
I said, they're,
need one.
Yeah, they're so prone to, yeah, either I don't need one or you're not allowed to ask me, you know? I hate that. You know, that kind of backs the establishment into the corner because then they're afraid, like, oh, if I ask for this person, I'm going to get sued or something. But at the
actually,
same
nope.
token.
But they can insist on them leaving. They don't even have to ask. They can just ask them to leave because they can
oh, that's
do that.
Good. Yeah, they can. They can refuse service. I guess you're right. They can say, I don't want to get into the fact whether this is a service dog or not, but I want
mm-hmm.
you to leave, you know, period.
Yep.
That's a good, yeah,
and
that's a good
some people
thing
do that.
Yeah, I bet. They have to, so.
Oh, thank you. I was like, no, it wasn't necessary. All right, so, you know, and just, it, you know, I mean, it bothers me because if your dog is behaved so well, nobody's going to tell that, it's, you know, that it isn't a service dog. But so many people, I mean, they have muzzles on them even. The lady says, oh, he's in training. I'm like, lady, you don't need a muzzle if you're training a service dog.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh. No way would that be, you know. I mean, that doesn't make any sense why he is. And I'm like, yeah, right. I mean, cause
yeah.
in public, that dog isn't supposed to be wearing a muzzle.
Well, it's funny because they said, you know, my mom said to the doctor, write it down and say that it's good for my blood pressure or whatever. But now that I have her dog, I'm like, she raises my blood pressure when I take her places because she's a little
mm-hmm.
yappy dog. She like yaps at everything. If a little dog walks mm-hmm. by and she starts yapping and that stresses me mm-hmm. out and I get like, oh, you know, be quiet. And then she doesn't and barks louder. And so I'm always like, I think that, you know, having that dog, if anything, raised her blood pressure, not lowered it, you know. But she just liked to take her with because, you know, she had a little companion when she went places, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know,
but
the world has gone mad.
Yep, the world has gone. But Lori, I was going to tell you, I don't even think we need a follow-up call because I went into your website and Selena did an excellent job. She did everything we asked her to do. I went through every
okay.
single tab and I made sure that everything was corrected and it looks
mm-hmm.
phenomenally well now. So I think unless
okay.
there was something specific that you wanted me to change, but other than that, it looks like it's really, really good.
And did you get my other message?
Mama? No, I saw you called yesterday, but I didn't listen to my voicemail. What did you say on the message?
Oh, I thought that's why you were calling me.
No, I was calling you because I promised you on Friday. Remember we ran out of time when we were doing the site revision? I promised you I would call you on Monday. And then yesterday I was so swamped and it was 4 o'clock and I still had 2 more calls to make. And I'm like, shoot. And that's why I sent you that message. Like, Lori, I didn't forget about you, but I'll call you tomorrow. But tell me, what'd you say on the message?
I said to keep that, you know, that remember that orange or red flag that you had up in there?
Yes.
Keep it there.
Oh, you want to put it back on?
Because, you know why? Because remember when I said that lady brought that veterinarian and she was going to report me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So.
I just feel like that
and I
you
figured,
should
you
have,
know,
right to have your website up whether she reports you or not, you know? So I think that you should leave it off because if it's up there, it might look to a potential client like you're out of business or something, and that might hurt your new business, you know?
Well, no, I'm just saying it just for a few days, I want to lay low. Because
if I'm reported
again, the city said if I'm reported again, you know,
oh, so
then
you want me to
have to do a full, he's going to have to do a full investigation, you know, and I'm like, I just don't want that shit anymore.
Okay. So maybe just leave it up for the rest of the week then or something like that, right?
Well, yeah, and maybe through next Wednesday or something.
Next Wednesday. Okay,
I want to give them time to say, hey, you know, because I don't think they'll need that much time to get over my house, you know, if they're going to do it. But I figured
the technician know right now, please put orange banner up until next Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be very helpful. I don't know. I'm just getting so tired of this. You know, it makes me want to close down.
Yeah.
Because I got so many, you know, just so awful people.
Yeah.
I got good people, too, but I'm saying, you know, and then where would they go? I don't know. I mean, because they're not going to find anybody as good as, you know, as cheap as me. And the one that I have now, she won't be able to find anyone for her one dog because they got kicked out of that dog boarding place because of her one dog.
Oh, I see.
And
wow.
So, you know, so there's going to be people that, you know, don't want to pay. It's going to cost them a, you know, arm and a leg, you know, to drop them off. Where would they go? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for those clients, but then I feel bad for
the good heart. Yeah, that's why you get yourself into these situations. I know. You have such a good heart, and then you get screwed over. It's so sad.
And I got screwed over again. I'm telling you right now. Because, you know, I'm not a person that likes to get help ever.
Yeah.
I don't ask for help. And I said, there's a reason why I don't ask for help or ever accept it. Because I said, it comes back at me. And I don't want it coming back at me. Because it's always a negative, you know? And sure enough, 6 months down the road before, you know, someone offered me help, and now it's coming back to bite me in the ass. And her friend is saying, well, and I'm like, and she went above and beyond to help you. And I'm like, oh, see, I knew this was going to happen. I said, somehow I just knew it was going to happen. This is just terrible, you know? I mean, and I tried to explain. I said, I paid for her gas when she gave me a ride. I said, I paid her back by taking her out to dinner. You know, and whatnot, or, you know, brunch or whatever. And I said, you're only hearing one side of everything. And I said, and you're jumping to conclusions on the rest. Because I said, you have no idea what I've done for people either. You know, I said, I just want to announce it to the world that when I help someone, I don't go and make it public. I don't go and tell everybody that I did that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I said, you're not supposed to. If you're a real Christian, it says right in the Bible, you're supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to announce that, you know, that you've, you're supposed to keep it anonymous.
Yeah.
You know, even though they know I've helped them, but no, I don't make it, I don't tell everybody else that I did this or that or them for them, you know, that's just not their business.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's my business. And then she was just, and I'm like, "Do you read your text when you're texting me?" I said, "Yes, you're hurting my feelings, and you're making me feel." And I told her, I said, "Well, I said I tried to get a hold of her to, you know, make amends, you know, not amends, but just, you know, give her a second chance thing." You know,
right.
Well, and I says, maybe she doesn't want to, and da-da-da, you know. And they said, well, you know, well, she's fallen a lot, and da-da-da. And I said, okay, you know. And then her first words out, well, and she just can't help you right now. And I'm like, whoever said anything about helping me?
Oh, I see.
She came right out and said all that, and I'm like, and she doesn't need the stress right now. And I'm like, really? So you're saying that I'm very special to her? Really? And then she's
right.
saying that she didn't, oh, no. And I'm like, yeah, I says, do you read what you're saying?
Yeah.
To me? I says, yes, you did. You said these things. What is wrong with you? And I said, you're hurting. And so I got really angry with her. And I said, and this is why I don't tell anybody anything at all and ever. Because I said, you know, it's not their business, for one. And I says, and
right.
for another, people like to gossip. And I says, it's not always comes out as sweet as roses after, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, I said, you know, I can't deal with this crap. If people, and I said, you think of me that that low of me, that you would actually think that's what I'm wanting to do is just ask for her help the minute I get her, you know, get over there or what?
Yes, yes.
And I said, I didn't even think about that. Wasn't even thinking
right.
about it. You know? I was just, you know, I said I was just wanting to give the second chance, and that's it, nothing more.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let her heal then. And I'm like, oh, really, you know? And I'm like, you know what? Let her heal. But I said, she deals with other people. I says, so what's that about? So I'm excluded, you know, from all this, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of thing. Because you know what? And then she says, what? I'm sorry I've upset you. Really? Then you should have chose your words differently then, I guess.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't have said what you said.
I like that you just said that, though, you know, kiss my, you know what, because I think that, like, no, you have to let it roll off your shoulder, Lori, and don't let it affect you. And that was just showing, you know, me that you're just like, you know, you're dealing with it well, even though, you know, these people are just, you know, trying to do so much to you. You're dealing with it so well, and you're staying strong throughout it, you know.
Last night it was a different thing. I was crying.
Oh, you were? Oh.
Yes, because I told her. She hurt my feelings because this was last night. You know?
Oh, my God.
I said, yeah, of course I'm upset because you hurt my feelings and you made me feel like crap. What the hell?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to feel like? You know, do you think I'm supposed to be okay about it with it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what is wrong with people? You treat people like you say things like that to someone and then you think they're supposed to be okay with it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes,
and I says, you know, and I never hear them ever say anything about me. And this is a lady. Granted, you don't know these two people, so I can say it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but granted, this lady that she's defending was dissing her when she was around me. And I didn't say not one word to anybody. Not one word, because it's not nobody's business. You know, you just don't do that. You don't go and run and tell somebody, well, you're, you know, she said about you. You know, who does that? Apparently everyone.
Does that.
Well,
yeah,
apparently
she's just trying to stir the pot. That's what she's doing, you know.
And I'm thinking, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I didn't know that Sandy told her all these things. And I said, well, these are not even your business. None
yeah.
of this is your business. It's between me and her. What the hell?
Yeah. I hate that when someone, like a third party, gets involved, you know. I'm like you said, it's between you and her. Like, what are you, who are you? Why are you interjecting, you know?
Yeah, and this is the one who would ask me, oh, did she, what, when you're with her, does she talk about me? And I'm like, really? Or to this?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
exactly.
No. You know, why would you even ask me that? And even if she did, I wouldn't tell her, because it's not her business. That's between
exactly.
her and the other person. Now, you know, she's got something to say to you, then, you know, you go to her. That's what I tell people all the time, and then they get mad.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they got mad, because I said, you need to talk to her about what you're feeling and what you think. You don't come
right.
to other people. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
And complain and tell them about it, because I said, I can't do nothing for you. You know?
Exactly.
The best way to do it is you tell her what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I'm not going to go up in there and say nothing, you know? Then I got him. And then, remember that creep that lives with me?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
what happened?
You know, I lent his sister a TV like over over a year ago, year and a half, 2 years ago.
Oh,
and I told him, I says, I want my TV back. Can you get it for her? You know, get it from her. And I says, well, I can go pick it up, you know? And she goes, well, she doesn't want you at her house. And I'm like, you know, I says, well, then this is going to have to be done one way or the other. And then you're going to have to go get it. I don't care how it is, but pick it up. I need my TV back. I says, if this is going to, you know, I says, you know, I was kind to her and she, and you know, and I know Philip is, you know, is probably dissing me too, but you know what? He got no one else to diss to anyway because he's nothing but a jackass. And I'm telling you, he's out pretty soon. I'm telling you right now. Because you know what he did? He literally stole the house from underneath me.
He did?
The title and everything.
Oh,
the deed,
no.
You know?
Yeah.
And I Googled and I says, and they said that a lot of people don't even know it until it's too late.
Oh, okay.
And I said,
and
you can't even, and they said, you can't, and it's going, and they said, if you're going to get the deed back and da, 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 they said, it's going to be so expensive for you to do it. And I said, and I don't know if I got that money.
Mm.
So when I say my life is in the crapper all the time, it really is.
Yeah, you got
to
get
I don't got
out,
a lot
for
to
sure.
be happy about, do I?
Yeah.
Come on, fool.
Well, you
not
have
you,
the cat and the dogs. No, I know. You do have a lot to be thankful for. You know what I mean? You just have to, you know.
I don't feel like it anymore because I really miss Israel. I should have never gave him up. And I'm like, but I know that if the city came, you know, and find me or something saying I have way too many dogs over my limit or something, you know, I'd have to, they could close me down or they could take the dogs away. I didn't know when I panicked. But I miss him so much, and I said, he's a little dog. I got to hit him somewhere, anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
But, and then giving him to somebody who's mean to me, seriously?
Yeah, you could even have done the whole, like, oh, I'm just watching him for so-and-so, you know? This isn't my dog. This is my neighbor's dog, you know, or something, you know?
Yeah, but I still couldn't do that even if they were neighbors.
Then they would still want to, like, mm-hmm. verify it, too. Like, okay, well, then let's go verify it. Whose dog is it, you know? So, yeah.
Because then they'd tell me, well, you'd have to get those dog owners to come pick him up then. And I'm like, oh, whatever, you know? I mean,
exactly.
You know, I'm just always in a bind of just damned if I do, damned if I don't situations. And I'm telling you, but you know what? He's an asshole, the guy here. You know, anything that comes toward, you know, to the house. Oh, if a police officer comes and, oh, it's for you. Well, then it's my house.
Yeah.
Then it's my house. Really? I said, you take it from me. Then it's my house now. He doesn't know actually that he did. He doesn't know I know though.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
He does not know that I know. And you know what?
Wow.
And you know what? He had some papers coming in about some saying owner of business. And I'm like, he doesn't own a business. Oh, don't tell me he's trying to put his name in my, you know, on my business or something. You know? And I confronted him on it.
Yeah, good for
and
you.
I didn't tell him that I found the forms, you know, that came, you know, saying that, you know, you're to the business owner. You know, and I thought, it don't make no sense, you know, because he doesn't own a business.
Yeah.
He has nothing. The man has nothing. So how does he own a business if he doesn't have anything? And I thought, okay, you know, but I confronted him on it. I didn't say anything about the papers that I received. I just said, you know, I said, who are you telling that you own my business? He goes, I'm not telling anybody that. Okay, yeah, whatever. You know, that's a bunch of bullshit then. You know?
Yeah.
So, and then about the mail. Like I said, we don't get our mail delivered, so I found another email, you know, that address to get my mail at, right? And he's like, oh, I should be responsible for him getting his mail, too. And I said, you know what? I'm done with this. You want your mail, you do what you need to do. I said, you find someone else, take your mail, or you can buy the other part of that fence, because I said, I'm done paying for everything, doing everything, and da-da-da-da-da.
Exactly.
Then he comes down and shows me, well, is this the fence I need? And I'm like, why do you got to come for, I didn't know he's so stupid. That's a fence. It's just outside. Just go look at it, retard.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what the hell? You have to ask me? And I'm like, didn't you get a look at the fence before? It's been sitting there, and I only got half of it up. And I said, oh, my gosh, it cost that much for you? And I said, oh, it didn't cost me that much. When I picked mine up, and I said, but I went to the store and picked it up, you know?
Right, exactly.
And I said,
okay,
well,
Lori, I have to run. They're sending me a call right now. Some guy, I guess he signed up yesterday, and he wants to cancel, so they want me to talk to him. So, yeah, I have to take this call that's coming in. But I did send Selena, she's the one that did all the revisions, that request to put the orange banner back up there until next Wednesday. And she said that she will do it. She's going to come in the morning and place it on there because she's already gone for the day. So we'll get that taken care of you. Yeah, and if you need anything else, call me. And in the meantime, try not to let all that drama get to you, okay?
It's already done that.
Aw, well, you need to go have some kind of, like, cold pineapple-y drink with some coconut in it and an umbrella and just relax.
Yeah, well, if I could do that, I would. I would probably do something, but I can't. I got you know, like, I'm the only one here with the dogs, you know.
I was gonna say we'll have to go somewhere someday, like some kind of tropical vacation, and just unwind, both of us, huh?
Unwind, and then we're gonna have to go find Steve K.
I know, he could join us, him and all of his marathon medals that he was collecting back then. I don't know, but yeah, that would be so cool. So, okay, well, thanks always for sharing everything with me, Lori. I enjoy talking to you. I have to run, but I will get this taken care of for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care. Okay. Now. Have a good evening.
Yep. Bye. You too, bye.